This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're going to jump into a topic that I alluded would be coming and has everything to do with who your circle is. Throughout history, a person's support system has been called by many different names. We've come to know these groups as our inner circle, our tribe, the circle of trust, or even our chosen family. But regardless of what you call it, this group of people has a significant impact on our lives and the paths that we take. And we often hear the saying that you're the average of the five people you spend most of your time with, and that holds true in a lot of aspects. But what happens when we choose a profession in which we close ourselves off from support system? What happens when the things we see in public safety that you can't fathom putting on to other people, such as your family? So how do you cope? Unfortunately, far too often what we see is people retreating. And what they begin to do is they ignore the people in their lives that are vital to the support. And we just close ourselves off. And so the big question is, when you close yourself off, who is your support? Who is your tribe? Who is your support system? Who is your chosen family or even your actual family? And for most people, and I'm speaking to those of us that have families that are, I guess for lack of better terms, traditional in a sense, you know, you have a spouse and kids, things like that. But for most of us, our spouse is our go-to person. They're our rock, our constant, the one person that you can see through any mask that you put up and try to hide. They can see right through it. But when we enter that profession that requires us to witness and experience traumatic events on a regular basis, it can be difficult to open up and share our experiences with those outside of our profession. And it might start to feel like no one understands what we're going through or that nobody else can relate to the challenges that you face throughout the job. And so what happens is we become cynical to the everyday people in our lives. The very people who helped us get where we are, we begin to alienate. We huddle up with our coworkers and shut everyone else out. And you can see this almost every day if you ask somebody, hey, what'd you talk to your spouse about last night? Well, probably nothing. They ask you, how's your day? You say it's fine. That's the end of the conversation. There's no details. There's no story. There's nothing. It's just iced out. So it's important not to completely isolate ourselves from those of outside of our profession. And while they may not understand the intricacies of the work you do, they can still provide emotional support and a listening ear when needed. And it is important to have a balance between your professional and your personal support systems. And on top of that, not sharing with our spouses in specific can be harmful to our relationships. So building open lines of communication and trust within a relationship are paramount to its overall health and success. And while it may not always be easy to share their innermost thoughts and feelings with another person, it truly is essential for building a true connection with your partner. Open trust and communication is important in a relationship because it increases the intimacy with that person. When you communicate openly with your partner, yeah, you become connected on a deeper level, which ultimately will lead to that increased intimacy. You can reduce those misunderstandings through that as well. And open communication ensures that both partners understand each other's perspectives and ultimately reduces the risk of those misunderstandings. So you might be thinking about something from work and bottle that emotion up, and your spouse might read that as angry or frustrated with something in the relationship. And since trust is vital in any relationship and open communication builds trust by providing a safe space for sharing and expressing concerns, there needs to be a way to look through all of it and find out where that middle ground is between what you see at work and what you're willing to expose your spouse to. And so this is where, you know, they always say that marriage is kind of tough work, and this is kind of where it starts. And to work through life with your partner, there has to be some type of agreement on what you want to share. And, you know, just speaking personally, I have a spouse who is okay with hearing certain details. Now, we do have an agreement where we draw the line at children. She'll know that something happened. We'll talk about it if it bothers me, but I won't share specific details of the events or the circumstances surrounding it or what that incident looked like. So in there's kind of a key, because prior to completely opening up, you should really agree on what information that you want to share and what with your spouse that you want to share. Because there usually is a few different versions. There's the PG version, and then there's an R-rated version. And, you know, unfortunately, we all live through the R-rated version, but we don't always want to put that on our spouses. So it really does come down to what are they okay with hearing, and what are you okay with sharing? So our family doesn't need to see all the images vividly that we have in our minds, but we do owe it to them to have the chance to support us. You know, don't be afraid to be vulnerable here. Being vulnerable with your partner creates a safe space for them to do the same back. It's kind of a sign of trust and an excellent way to deepen that relationship. And honesty is the best policy. If you're not honest with your partner about your fears, what you're struggling with, then you're not giving them the opportunity to support you. And that's the thing that I think gets missed a lot of times when I talk to people in public safety, is they hide back, or they hold back everything from their spouse. And a lot of times their spouses know exactly what this job entails. They just want to be there to support you. And when we take that away from them, you know, it kind of leaves them helpless as well. So then we're alienating from them. They're feeling like they can't help us. And the next thing you know, you're on a divergent path, and you're looking at your partner 2-3 years down the road, and you don't really recognize who that person is. So, you know, a relationship is a partnership at the end of the day, and leaning on one another is essential. It's crucial to surround ourselves with positive influences, especially in a high stress profession, because negativity can quickly become toxic. And surrounding ourselves with people who uplift us and inspire us can help us maintain that healthy mindset and outlook on our work. And you look at the people that you work with, it's natural to complain about your job. Everywhere does it. It doesn't matter if you're in public safety. It doesn't matter if you're in the private sector, public sector. It doesn't matter. You're going to complain. That's just what humans do. But we know who the complainers are. And those are the kind of people that they would win the lottery and then complain to you about the taxes the next day. And that person is probably dragging you down. And more significantly, they're likely in need of some help themselves. And that is a person you can help by listening to them, but just try not to share yours back. And those negative emotions just kind of create this echo chamber, because more than likely they're battling a war that you can't see. So, you know, when you think about those people, that's just the symptoms. The symptoms of what's going on is what's showing. And they just need you to be uplifting, just as you might need someone to uplift you. So I guess as we kind of wrap this up, I would say choose your circle wisely. Surround yourself with people who support and understand you both personally and professionally. And don't be afraid to open up to those who care about you. So when you find your tribe, or whatever you want to call it, open it up and have an ear available to you is such a great way to remain resilient so that you can continue the mission. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And when we take away those opportunities for other people to listen and be there for us, we're either intentionally or unintentionally beginning to sabotage our own health and well-being, as well as our interpersonal relationships. So, as always, thank you for tuning in, and please stay safe and take care of one another. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.